J Mobile.
Bob, 1004HKX.
Hey, good morning, Patrick. I went on the road earlier. I guess this is probably your regular time.
Regular time. I've been on the road for about an hour already.
I'll make the money, I suppose.
Always heard the early bird gets the worm. Well, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, for each day of the week?
I have a Monday route, Tuesday, all 4 days, Monday through Thursday. Today is supposed to be my office day right now, where I try to get caught up on paying the bills and shipping stuff out that's got to be shipped and that kind of stuff.
Back day, though, you can work a little and relax a little, I suppose.
Most days, most Fridays are pretty laid back. I mean, I got a little bit of stuff I kind of do, but if I really get at it, it's, you know, maybe 3 to 4 hours most.
Well, I'm heading to Home Depot. I got some wood I got to return, and I need to pick up a couple more pieces of 2x4. And then I'm going back home. I got to take my dad to the dentist. So I haven't quite figured out whether I'm going to work today or not. It's looking like the rain showers are going to be coming in again, 11, 12, 1 o'clock. And I probably won't be done with the dentist till 10. So I may just move everything, shift it all one day, and then I have the Friday off, have the day off. We'll see.
All you can do is work around the rain. There ain't nothing we can do about it.
I am not a person. I like to get up and go to work. Get up and get started. You know, I don't like to sit around until 10 or 11 o'clock and then start my day at 11 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock in the morning. It just, I don't know, can't seem to get moving, get motivated, get things going when I do that.
And I'm right there with you. I'm going to do something. Let's get it started first thing in the morning. Otherwise, let's not even do it.
Another thing is we're working outside this week. So, you know, it's hot, and even though I set up a tent to put the thaws under to get out of the sun a little bit when we're cutting, it's still hot. So getting started, my partner there, he's not able to start till 8 o'clock. So if it was me, I'd be starting at 7 o'clock. I could leave the house at 6:30 and be at the job site in most cases by 7. And I'd prefer to start at 7 if I could, but and a lot of times I get there at 7 and start working on my own or setting up and getting ready to work, whatever the case may be.
I agree with you. I know when I had my shop in Hendersonville, summer we'd come in at 5 in the morning, and I'd have more done by 8 o'clock than I could the rest of the day because I didn't have everybody bothering me and it wasn't quite so hot. And then after we come back from lunch, it was just lining up parts and things for the next day. That way it wasn't, and taking care of customers, and just worked better for me.
Me doing work and taking care of customers and answering the phone and ordering parts and everything that goes along with it. If you got everything you need and you're not being bothered, you can, I know, first hour and a half of the day, I get more done. You know, taking care of emails and websites and what have you. I can get a lot done in an hour and a half.
I agree with you. That's the same way I am. And that waiting till mid-morning to get started, I just can't do that. I don't see how people do it.
Doctor's appointments, I'll wait an extra week. Unless it's some absolute necessity, I'll wait an extra week to get a first appointment, you know, in the doctor's office. Because generally, those are pretty close to being a, for the most part, anyway.
I try to make my doctor's appointment last thing in the day. I always say, I'll take your last appointment. That way I can get there and I don't mess up as much of my day.
For a doctor's appointment, let's say at like 11 o'clock in the morning or 1 o'clock in the afternoon, that's just like the whole day is thrown away because you're sitting around in the mornings all day waiting. Then you go to the doctor's appointment and you get done. And now what do you do? It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever. So I like the end of the day too. I'll take first or last.
So what else have you been into? Did you get your the job you were talking about yesterday? Did you get any progress done on it?
An old set of stairs and the old railing. and we cut three new stringers, put them up, and put all the steps on. So all we've really got today is probably 2 hours worth of work, just doing handrails, which it doesn't take long to do them. We got it down pat. But, you know, if it's going to rain, and it's kind of a waste of time to drive all the way out there, get all the tools out of the trailer, get everything all set up, cut three pieces of lumber, and then it starts to rain.
Especially when it's just, you got that little bit left, you don't have a full day anyway, and then you end up making a full day out of it dodging the rain, and it's just more aggravating.
We've got a small little drywall repair. A plumber had to come in the lady's home and had to cut open some walls to replace the plumbing, and drywall work we've got, but it's like five small patches. So what we've been doing is working out there on the deck, and then when we get done for the day or it starts to rain, we run over to the drywall place, do some drywall work, and then go home for the day.
If you got something like that you can finish out the day with.
Money-wise, because we'll get paid for the deck job, and then we'll get paid for the patches. And then the last Thursday or Friday, depending on whether we work today, we've got to scrape popcorn off the ceiling and then put new popcorn on it, which is, that's going to be a full day plus some painting. So we'll finish two jobs this week. It'll be a pretty decent money week.
Here, I made my week yesterday. I sold a great big toolbox that I had on the truck. And then today I got to deliver an AC machine, so that toolbox was my week, and AC is just a dessert on top.
I said bonus bucks.
That's what they are. But can't lay down now. You still got to keep going.
Totally right. If you say, oh, I got all them bonus bucks there, I can lay down for a week or so, you just end up being behind. Patrick, listen, I'm pulling into Home Depot. I got to let you go this morning. You have a good day. Travel safe. Maybe we'll catch you in the morning in D7J.
See you this morning, Bob. Hopefully it's not too hot and you can get a little something done. So, good luck. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
73, ND7J clear.